The Doctors Without Borders, called MSF Humanitarian Group, says new advances in medicine make it ever more possible to combat malaria, one of the world's deadliest diseases. But it says these new methods will not succeed if their cost is passed on to the patient. The group issued a report based on programs in three African countries, Mali, Chad, and Sierra Leone. Malaria kills an estimated 1 million people every year, mostly in Africa. Yet, it is easily treated using new, rapid diagnostic kits that allow treatment to begin immediately and a combination of new drugs. The report says the number of children receiving treatment in Mali tripled, and child deaths from malaria in Sierra Leone were halved when treatment was free. But MSF advisor Seko Gerard says these techniques are expensive, especially for people in rural areas where malaria predominates. As a result, many do not seek treatment. Humanitarian groups usually provide treatment for free, but Gerard says it should be a policy for all providers.
There are several African countries that have changed their health financing policy and where indeed healthcare now does not require patients to pay for accessing health. So we'd hope that this kind of approach would be extended.
Malaria is caused by a parasite that is transmitted to humans by mosquito bites. It can be prevented through the use of mosquito nets treated with insect repellent. Gerard agrees prevention should be part of the program to combat malaria and says her group also works in this area.
Nevertheless, there are still some people that are going to be infected, a lot of children that will be sick, and if those children don't get an access quickly to the treatment they need, a big part of them are going to die.
A network of 100 institutions and governments last week launched at the United Nations the Roll Back Malaria campaign. The campaign aims to virtually eliminate malaria deaths in 7 years at a cost of more than $5 billion per year. Gerard praised the effort but said some of these funds should be used to make treatment free.
If we continue in very poor countries to ask the patient to pay for the malaria care that the people need, those objectives will unfortunately not be reached.
Experts agree, but note that this requires mechanisms and political commitment to ensure that funding continues and the medicines reach people in remote areas. Scott Bob, VOA News, Dakar.